Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I noticed in the last class period I was so caught up in our reading that I failed to watch the clock, and the clock ran out on us, and I was not able to complete that which I read. But I think I got down to Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 12, and that's where we're going to begin reading in this class period. We're studying about the prophet Jeremiah, and it was suggested by the Sunday school notes that I have before me that we read Jeremiah chapter 25 and then the first 11 verses of Jeremiah chapter 27 to begin to give us a taste and the flavor of Jeremiah's preaching. He was preaching at a time when Judah had turned from God and Jehoiakim the king was doing wickedly. And Jeremiah had warned them, but they would not listen. And so we're going to be reading some of that in this sermon that he preaches here. And you'll appreciate the beautiful way that Jeremiah preaches. He's called the weeping prophet, and you can almost hear him moaning as he preaches when we read these words. So turn in your Bible to Jeremiah 25 and verse 12. We'll read there in just a moment. First, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so let's begin. Jeremiah 25 and verse 12. And it shall come to pass, when the 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith Jehovah, for their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it desolate forever, and I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall make bondmen of them, even of them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds, and according to the work of their hands. Jeremiah 25 and verse 15. For thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, unto me, take this cup of the wine of wrath at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send it to drink it, and they shall drink, and reel to and fro, and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then took I the cup at Jehovah's hand, and made all the nations to drink unto whom Jehovah hath sent me, to wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ascalon, and Gaza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, and the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the isles which is beyond the sea, Dedan, and Tema, and Buz, and all that have the corners of their hair cut off, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the wilderness, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. Jeremiah 25:27. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, then thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Ye shall surely drink, for lo, I begin to work an evil at the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith Jehovah of hosts. Jeremiah 25 and verse 30. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, Jehovah will roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will mightily roar against his fold, and I will give a shout, as they that tread grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. For Jehovah hath a controversy with the nations. He will enter into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he will give them to the sword, saith Jehovah. Jeremiah 25 and verse 32. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Behold, the evil shall go forth from the nation to nation, and a great tempest shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth. And the slain of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. And they shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the face of the ground. Wail, ye shepherds, and cries, and wallow in ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are fully come, and ye shall fall like a goodly vessel, and the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds, and the wailing of the principal of the flock, for Jehovah layeth waste their pasture, and the peaceable folds are brought to silence because of the fierce anger of Jehovah. He that hath left his covert as the lion, for their land is become an astonishment because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword, and because of his fierce anger. Now, following Elam's suggestion, we are turning to Jeremiah chapter 27, and we'll read the first 11 verses. And here Jeremiah is going to be warning them that Nebuchadnezzar is coming, and they best submit to him and not listen to those who warned about, who tried to persuade the people to rebel against him. Let me read this. Jeremiah 27 and verse 1. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah unto me, Make thee bonds and bars, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the children of Ammon, and to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers that come to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah, king of Judah, and give them a charge unto their master, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shalt ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the men, and the beasts that are upon the face of the earth by my great power, and by my outstretched arm, and I giveth it to whomsoever it seemeth right unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field also have I given to serve him, and all the nations shall serve him, and his son and his son's sons, until the time of his own land come, and then many nations of great kings shall make him their bondman. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith Jehovah, with the sword, and with famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. But as for you, hearken ye not to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreams, nor to your soothsayers, nor to your sorcerers, that speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. But the nation that shall bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him, that nation will I let remain in their own land, saith Jehovah, and they shall till it, and dwell therein. Did you notice in that reading how Jeremiah illustrated his lesson with the bonds and the bars, and how he sent them to all those kings, and they would see those bonds in their barns, and see that is the yoke that they should submit to under the king Nebuchadnezzar? Well, that's typical of the way that Jeremiah preached and illustrated. He would teach by object lessons. And we're going to look at some of the others of those object lessons in Jeremiah's preaching. In Jeremiah 13, Jeremiah wants the people to see how corrupted they have become. And so he took a girdle and brought it and buried it by the river Euphrates. And when he pulled it out, sometime later, well, it was rotten, and he said, this is how rotten these people have become, and they would have been my glory, but now they're good for nothing but to be cast out. Let me read that. Jeremiah chapter 13. If I don't finish in this class, we'll start this one over in the next class. Jeremiah 13 and verse 1. Thus saith Jehovah unto me, go, and buy thee a linen girdle, and put it on thy loins, and put it not in water. So I bought a girdle according to the word of Jehovah, and put it upon my loins. And the word of Jehovah came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast bought, which is upon thy loins, and arise, and go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a cleft of the rock. So I went and hid by the Euphrates, as Jehovah commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that Jehovah said unto me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I command thee to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and digged, and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it, and behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, thus saith Jehovah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people that refuse to hear my words, that walk in the stubbornness of their heart, and are gone after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is profitable for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith Jehovah, that they may be unto me a people for a name and for praise and for glory. But they would not hear. Well, using that girdle was a powerful illustration. That girdle was sort of like a belt that would hold their garments up close to them. And that is what was marred. In the coming class, we're going to read about how Jeremiah spoke of such things as jars of wine and the potter's vessel and a broken bottle in the valley of Hinnom, about good and bad figs of a people called the Rechabites, the buying of land and the recording of a deed. And so we'll see by these many illustrations that Jeremiah preached unto the people. It's good to be able to preach with object lessons like that, and sometime I'll carry a object into the pulpit and use it to teach. And so by this means, Jeremiah became a very effective prophet, and it's because they understood him that some wanted him put to death.